Proclamation number 8443, dated the March 20th, 1963. Nothing will remain unredeemed forever. Every human being is responsible for his soul's state of maturity himself. Consequently, the human being also determines how long he will remain distant from me. That is, every original spirit, the embedded soul in a person, will return to me without fail. Yet the length of time it takes to achieve this return depends on free will, and thus it can take eternities until the soul has become what it was in the beginning, a perfect being which is closely united with me, which then will be able to work beside me in light and strength and freedom. The fact that this return to me will happen sooner or later is certain, because it is the fundamental law of eternity that everything emanated by me as strength will have to return to me again. Yet the duration of return to me can stretch across eternities, and you humans are incapable of comprehending this period, for your thinking is limited. Nevertheless, there is no such thing as eternal death, if it is understood as being perpetually distant from me. You can indeed speak of eternities, but not of a state that will last forever, which thus is without end. For such a concept is not compatible with my nature, which is love and wisdom and might. Do you really think that my wisdom and might don't have the means at their disposal to achieve everything, even the final return of the spirits which once fell away from me? Or do you think that my love is so limited that it would leave even just one being in a state of eternal death? You know that even my adversary will return into the Father's house one day, and that he will be accepted by his Father as the son who has returned home, even if infinite times will still pass by. Nevertheless, he will not be banished from my face forever. He, too, will yearn for my love one day and voluntarily return to me. And nothing will remain in an unredeemed state, for even the hardest matter will dissolve one day. It will release the captured spiritual substance, and bit by bit spirit allies itself, for everything in existence in the whole of the universe is spiritual strength, of which I was and am the source. Its effect merely manifests itself at various degrees of hardness, thus consequently hardened or already softened it is approaching its spiritualization. But the spiritualization of all matter will certainly take place, and nothing defying me will remain. This wrong assumption is also a product of human intellectual thought, which is to be corrected through my direct instruction from above, for such a teaching was never conveyed to you humans by me. Time and again my adversary will intrude and influence people to change spiritual knowledge with the intention of misleading you and awakening doubts in my nature. For as soon as you believe that unredeemed spirits have to remain in their state forever, then you are also questioning my infinite love. It would be limited, which is impossible with a being, which is and will remain supremely perfect for all eternity. My adversary has truly many opportunities to slip in and cause confusion, and he will always do so when my spirit's activity is displaced by intellectual thought, which is only possible when people are not content with a simple explanation and feel committed to add or delete something. If, however, they would shy away from making changes at all, such errors could not creep in, for then they would strictly keep to my word and could not fall prey to error. And therefore I have to keep exposing errors all over again. I have to convey my pure word to you humans. I have to correct everything so that you will not acquire spiritual information that has not originated from me, but which is eagerly endorsed as my word. It was conveyed to earth in all purity and truthfulness. Yet if a person takes it upon himself to make changes, he cannot be prevented by me, but I will always make sure that you humans will come into possession of the pure truth time and again. And if you desire to know the truth, then you will also query every misguided teaching and won't be able to reconcile it with the supremely perfect nature of your God and Father of eternity. And the best and safest test you can make is to ask yourselves whether your God's love and wisdom justifies a teaching. For as soon as one quality is missing, you may also reject it as incorrect. And truly, I will also substantiate why the teaching of eternal condemnation is misguided, so that you can believe it and be sure that you are living in truth, which I will keep imparting to people because truth alone is the light which illuminates the path of ascent. Amen.